Thank you so much, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's 9:40 on a Tuesday. It's our customary segment with our friends at SailSportTalk.com. And Karen Lyle, once again, will co-host this segment with me. How are you, Karen?
I am doing fantastic today, thank you.
Let's bring in our first guest, and we have her. We're working on another one, but it is Olivia Abbott. Olivia Abbott is going to be attending CSU Monterey Bay as a marine science major. And Olivia, welcome to the show. I've been on that campus. It's a really cool little place. It's a great place to be, I guess, a marine biologist. Tell us about your sort of lifelong connection to the deep blue sea.
Hi, thank you for having me. I think that it's always just been something I've really wanted to explore my entire life. I've been living pretty decently on the coast, you know, my whole life, but despite that, I still managed to always find a way to, like, you know, learn about it, you know, through, like, reading books as much as I could, you know, watching all those documentaries as a little kid, you know, all that stuff. And it's always just made me more and more and more curious to go and explore it. So now that I'm, you know, going to college there, I can finally go and do all that.
Well, I should also mention we're now joined by Bunny Quint, who is Olivia's grandmother. And Bunny, you are from the Berkeley Yacht Club. And in connection with this, you've been able to tie the two together, the college and the yacht club. Is that right?
Yes, I was very excited to do that. I had read about it in our newsletter and let my grandchildren know that they have this opportunity.
Right, and Bunny, this is the Pacific Interclub Yacht Association's scholarship that Olivia was awarded, and so it had to be affiliated with someone from one of the member yacht clubs of PICYA, and I believe it's the Stockton Sailing Club who put up the money for this scholarship. But really great to see you again. Yesterday at the Yacht Club PICYA meeting, and also to meet Olivia. So, what was inspiring you to think of your granddaughter for this?
Well, I have been a member of the Berkeley Yacht Club for 15 years, and I have volunteered off and on, I believe, for close to 15 years at PICYA. Patty Brennan always got me going there. And I was very excited about Olivia going off to school in Monterey with all of her passions. And I was impressed reading her essay. I learned so many new things in general and about my granddaughter. So I'm very excited to help promote this in the future for more people to realize that they or their children or grandchildren could be involved in possible scholarships through you guys.
So, Olivia, if you could take me through the curriculum. Do you start off in kind of a science field, or do you go right to the, you know, whirlpools and start picking up crabs? How does it all come together?
Well, you know, you slowly work into it and add more to it as you go on through the years, as you should. But my school is going to have, you know, classes where you start out, I guess, immediately right into your major. You know, I'm going to have a class for oceanography, and I'm going to have a class for, you know, just the introduction to marine science this semester. So, you know, it's really great because, you know, I'm immediately going to get, like, I guess, at least a little bit of a taste into what my major is going to be.
Well, and you don't live near the water, you said. Where do you live?
I'm from the Sacramento area.
Okay, and so you basically got interested in all of the life inside of the ocean through watching it on video, or did you go out sailing with anyone and see what got you interested in this?
I don't really know, to be entirely honest. It's just something that's always been there for me since the beginning. But I just remember, you know, of course, my whole life just trying my very best to read up and just be as curious as possible about it. You know, I was a part of my environmental club when I was in high school. I just did as much as I could in order to, you know, explore it. So maybe just the more research I did into it, the more interested I got into it.
So, Olivia, do you want to be someone who goes to grad school and study, like, you know, conservationist issues, or would you like to get into a specific field, like, you know, I want to study the fish with light bulbs on their heads 3 miles down?
Yeah, well, certainly that would be fun. I'm honestly, at this point, I think what I would like to do is I just want to explore all of the different niches that are there that my school has to offer, since there are so many. There's, like, all sorts of incredibly cool stuff. My school does things such as, like, going out into the sea and putting, like, trackers on sharks, or, you know, they have this program within the Marine Science Department where, you know, you build underwater robotics to go in and track down, like, all sorts of different, just, you know, whatever it is that they're studying down there. You know, I really want to use this my school just to, like, explore what there is to know rather than just decide immediately, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that makes an awful lot of sense. What's your favorite marine life to study at this point in time? Just, you know, the things that just really kind of keep you up at night thinking about it.
My favorite sea creature, I think, would probably be the killer whale or the orca. I think they're really such a beautiful animal, and their intelligence is absolutely incredible. The way that they can form bonds with each other so similarly to humans form with each other. And, you know, they have their own cultures, their own languages, their own names for each other. I just think it's a really beautiful and interesting thing to see how a different species on the same planet is so similar to us, yet also so different at the same time.
So I guess it would be a mix of you're in a lab, you're in a classroom, maybe you're on the shore, maybe in a submersible. I mean, how does it, do you have like a track of what you guys are going to be doing?
Well, I know that we've got a scuba diving program there. They've got like a small boats program there. I don't think we've got any submersibles, but that would be pretty cool if we did. But, you know, there's all sorts of different things such as that I think that the school's going to have to offer, and I'm going to have to pick between which ones I want to do.
Well, I'll tell you, scuba diving has been a fascinating interest for me, and I'm actually this afternoon going over to the DOER for my orientation for the Scuba Divers International coursework so that I can be diving in Monterey in a week or two, which is going to be pretty exciting, but very, very cold. That's an environment that's very different from the tropical waters. And so, but Monterey is just rich with life. Have you found that the Monterey Bay Aquarium has inspired you at all?
Oh, yeah. So whenever I was little, my family would take me to the coast occasionally, and we would go and we'd visit the aquarium. And I was just always so blown away by, like, all the different creatures that I would see in there, and just all sorts of different, like, mammals, and, you know, they had their deep-sea whole tank there, and I just loved seeing all the sea turtles and the sharks and all sorts of those animals, like, just swimming around in there right in front of me.
Olivia, do you have any interest in learning the ins and outs of sailing and that type of stuff, or are you mostly concentrated on what's beneath the surface?
I think it would be a lot of fun to learn about sailing. I think it would definitely be helpful with, you know, learning about what's beneath the surface, but I think, you know, learning about, again, like, what's beneath the surface would be my main interest, just because of how diverse and how little of it we've explored comparatively to land, I think.
And, Bunny, you've been out sailing quite a bit over the years. I know you came to some of the events I organized, in the San Francisco Bay. What is it that you love about marine life?
Well, a lot of the things that Olivia said, but every time I go out sailing, it's a new experience. I wanted to get my kids sailing for a long time, but them living up in El Dorado Hills and me down here, timing hasn't worked with their lives in school. And I'm hoping to inspire Olivia and Jake, her brother, to get more involved with sailing. And I think they will, as opportunities come up for them, whether through me or people they meet in Monterey. I think that they'll be more inspired. And I know their father's been on lots of boats. So I love the fact that I can explore even just in the Bay. I haven't had the opportunity around the world as far as sailing, but in the Bay every day there's something new and different in what we see. And we've been very lucky to have whales, as we know, in the Bay and be sailing right along with the whales swimming by us. I've had many experiences in these last years.
So, Olivia, you're an EDH. Are you Oak Ridge or Pondo High?
I'm an Oak Ridge student.
Okay, I have a little bit of knowledge of that area. Before we let you go, what are maybe one or two things, like let's say there's an eighth grader or a high school freshman listening to us and they want to kind of do what you do, what are some of the things that you would think to concentrate on or to study right now?
Oh, I would just say study whatever interests you. You know, doing that is definitely how you're going to get more and more interested within the subject, and how you can branch out and learn more and more about different parts of it as well. And, you know, just discover whatever, you know, you want to.
Karen, we got time for one more question.
So, Olivia, I just had a marine biologist who travels internationally to further plans about how to help and preserve marine life on the planet on my sailboat. And so she was telling me about her passion and how it has furthered, and you are just at the beginning. She's been doing this and lectures around the world, and boats are really what connect everybody, it seems, because that's the pathway that you get to the water, unless you're going from the shore, of course. So what is your next time that you're going to step your toe into the water?
Well, I think, you know, just going to college, and I want to branch out amongst my fellow students and, you know, talk to all of my professors and see what they have to offer, hopefully make myself some connections so that I can get out there as soon as possible.
All right, our thanks to Olivia Abbott and Bunny Quint for coming on, and we will catch up with you guys down the road. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So great to have you on the show.
All right, Karen, and we will see you next time.
Okay. We'll talk to you soon next Tuesday, SailSportTalk.com.
There it is. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.